send it.
Okay.
We say
my baby wants in your pussy, and you're listening to Melting,
Melting Pot with Annie, with the beautiful Annie,
with the amazing,
so with the magnifique Annie.
Okay. Magnifique.
Who's saying hello?
Julie.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello,
where my baby wants to eat your pussy.
Can we do it again?
Just do it like that. He said, hello, we are, my baby wants to eat your pussy.
Yeah.
Where my baby wants
to eat
the police!
Oh my god! Oh fuck! My ID, where's my ID? He's got my phone. He's got the ID.
He's on drugs again.
Okay. 4, 3, 2, 1. Hello, where my
baby wants
to eat
yo
pussy,
and you're listening to Melting Pot. Avec la jolie Annie de Marseille.
Oui. Beautiful Annie.
Magnifique. Vive la France.
Merci.
Berlin.
Yeah. I know that. I just
okay.
Bonjour, welcome to Melting Pot, Sound and Colors from the planet Marseille. Today, August 18th, I'm very happy to introduce that show number 50 with Joy Killer and their song Ready to Play. Then I will propose to you a Skype conference around the world about podcasting with my friend and listener Michael Butler from San Francisco, Donna from Philadelphia in the United States, and Shane from Melbourne, Australia. Every song I will play are totally pod-safe, but our conversation is absolutely not pod-safe. Achtung, Achtung.
Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Hi.
And Shane?
Yeah, we are here.
Okay.
You introduce yourself, okay? Mike?
Hi, my name is Michael Butler from the Rock and Roll Geek Show. How you doing? Nice to be on Annie's show.
Hi, my name's Donna, long-time podcast listener. I don't have any podcasts myself, but I enjoy them pretty much from the beginning. I'm located near Philadelphia in the Pennsylvania, USA.
Yes, and Shane?
And this is Shane from Melbourne, Australia. And it's about midnight here, so I'm trying to stay awake.
And it's 10 a.m. where I'm at. I just woke up.
And Mike, it's 7 o'clock by you, and we are in a nice meeting around the world, all four together.
Yeah. Yes. It's nice to be on Melting Pod.
Oh.
The first woman of podcasting.
Yeah, the female companion to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's the queen of the rock and roll podcast.
There you go.
Sam Patel.
Yeah, it's nice. The story of podcasting with you, it's a friendship story too, because we met each other around the Rock and Roll Geek Show, and we wrote on the blog of Michael, and it was really nice. After 2 years, we are always together.
Yes.
And I want to...
Yeah.
Yes. And you, Shane, are you convinced too? Because I already met...
Yeah.
I already met Michael in 2001, and this year, at least, I met Shane and maybe Donna in September. In the real
life.
Yes.
That'd be good. Now, how did you meet Michael, for a start? Your first meeting.
It's our secret. How did we meet Mike? Can you explain to Shane?
First time I met her was in France at a gig at the La Machine à Coudre, you pronounce it.
Yes. Oh, the sewing machine.
Yeah. And then I met her again at a show in Berlin, Germany, at the Wild at Heart.
Yes.
And then she never left me alone since then.
Stalker.
Yeah.
Already 6 years, Mike.
Yep. Oh. That's right. Time flies.
You're courageous.
Yeah. I'm very courageous by still being friends with Annie.
And you, Shane, how did you meet me?
Well, when I met you, you'd planned to meet me in Cannes, and you came in like snow and pouring rain, but I was actually dead tired from a conference, so I was in bed asleep. And then the door came, opened up, and it was Annie stormed in and like dragged me out of bed. I was like in a deep sleep. So it was kind of a weird experience. And then within 5 minutes, she shoved the microphone in my face. So it was like a very good meeting.
You see, Donna, what you are expecting when you come to Marseille in September.
Well, I hope to make that trip, Annie, so we can drink some wine and see some nice rock and roll boys. I haven't met Michael in person, but I feel like I know him through his podcast and his webcam. I even saw his bare ass one time on his webcam.
Right, I remember that.
Yeah.
And Mike, can you explain me how you can remember the first time of podcasting in September 2004 when you start the Rock and Roll Geek Show? What was the idea for you, Dr. Bud?
What was the idea? Yeah. Oh, I saw Adam Curry, or I found out Adam Curry was doing one, and I was doing my blog, and I said, well, maybe I'll rip off Adam Curry's idea and try to start doing one of these things. And there you go. Still doing it.
That's how I found out about Michael's Rock and Roll Geek Show. I was listening to Adam Curry way back when, and I don't know exactly how I found podcasting. It was probably through Curry whenever he was experimenting with it in the beginning. And I remember a conference of some sort that I listened to, and he referred to Michael's podcast. And because I like music so much, I checked out Michael's podcast and pretty much fell in love with it and have been following since.
And you, Shane, which way did you use to find Michael's podcast?
I came across it because I used to listen to Adam Curry with Dave Weiner. They were doing like practicing calls together, recording calls. And I came across an article and it mentioned Adam Curry. And then I started to track down the podcasting through Google. And then I came across Michael's website and then started to listen to his earlier stuff.
Yes, and what is your feeling now, Mike, when you start the podcast? How many podcasters were you in the world?
When I started, there were probably, there were no music podcasts. You know, I was the first music, or I think I was the first. Maybe Coverville had just started, too. He started around the same time, maybe a couple weeks after. Total podcasts, I'm going to guess there might have been about a dozen, maybe a little bit more.
Oh, and you were the first man who start a podcast in music in the world, and I am the first woman who start a podcast in France. Yeah!
There you go. All right. Congratulations to us all.
I'm happy for y'all.
And what is your feeling to work now with Adam Curry, Mike?
I'm very thankful to Adam Curry and Ron Bloom for giving me a chance to do what I want to do for a living. So I'm those guys, I can't thank them enough. No matter what anybody thinks about them or what or anything about Pod Show, they have been nothing but helpful to me.
Perhaps you got a lot of exposure via Curry and Bloom, Michael, but I think you stand on your own.
Oh, I like to think that, and I appreciate that. Yeah, but I'm still happy to be part of their company.
Yes, and have you contact with the other members of Pod Show, as Don and Drew and all the other podcaster who own the company?
Yeah, Don and Drew are friends of mine, and other podcasters that work for the company. I know Marcus Couch from the Scene Zine. I'm friends with him, and I know CeCe Chapman. He's a nice guy. Yeah, you know, I know a lot of them. Some of them, they've signed so many podcasts now, I don't really know all of them. But so far, everybody I've met has been really nice.
And what did you think about the evolution of podcasts with the feeling that at the beginning it was a little community, and now there is more thousand and thousand podcasts in the world? You spoke about competition.
Yeah, every day it seems like there's another 100 podcasts, and now it's more like show business now, or radio. Everybody's trying to compete with each other and, you know, get themselves up there in numbers, and you can't really fault anybody for that. It's a sign that podcasting is becoming, you know, a real viable option for entertainment. So, you know, it's good in a way. I really don't like everybody backstabbing and the competition, but, you know, what are you going to do? It's natural progression.
And Ed, what do you think about that? Donna and Shane, have you this feeling listening to podcaster?
I have to say that I kind of, whenever I start hearing a lot of commercialism, and I know it's a natural progression and people want to make money, but those I begin to move away from and stay with the ones that pretty much have kept to the roots from the beginning. I listen mostly to music podcasts because I'm interested in music, and I have to say that I don't really listen to the ones that sound like typical radio shows. I tend to listen to the podcasters who still have that their own personality coming through. I've probably listened to fewer podcasts now than I did in the beginning, actually. But I'm very loyal to the ones that I enjoy.
You are more selective. And you, Shane?
I still listen to all the main leaders of podcasting, you know, the most popular ones. I do find that it's sort of changed over time, but I think people have got more professional, but also I think people have got to know each podcaster on a personal level, and they know about their family, they know about their life. So when these celebrity podcasters come in, they realize how much work it is, because all these podcasters get paid nothing and they earn very little, so it's pretty much a 7-day-a-week job. So there's a lot of work that goes behind the scenes. So really, I think a lot of podcasters have dropped out, but the best have stayed on, I think.
Yes, speaking about music, Mike, what do you think about this agreement to play free music on the internet, like with Podsafe Music Network? Because, for example, I listened to your Rock and Roll Indiecast, and I found the song Joy Killer's song really, really good. And
yep.
I click on the link, and I found the label website.
Epitaph, yeah.
Yes, and I saw they give the MP3 to download.
That's right.
That means I can play this music on my podcast without problem?
Technically, you know, you're really supposed to get permission from podcasters, but if it's on the or from the artists and the labels or whoever owns the music, but if it's on the PodSafe Music Network, you have the right to play it. You know, it's been cleared for podcasts.
Yes.
That being said, I don't know that if they have free MP3s on their website, I don't know that you're really going to, you know, get a lot of problems from it.
But you.
But see, that's what I'm doing. That's why I work at the Podsafe Music Network. It's what I do at the Podsafe Music Network. I am out there every day trying to get good bands and good labels to join the network and make their music available for us to play without having to worry about getting sued.
Yes, and did you have Joy Killer with you on Podcast Music Network?
Yes, I got Epitaph Records on there. So all the Epitaph bands, yeah, they were one of my... And Joy Killer was one of my favorite bands even before they were on the Positive Music Network. I've been a fan of them for several years now.
Yes, I think I listened to this song 20 times since yesterday night.
Oh, you should hear all the rest of those songs on the Podsafe Music Network from Joy Killer. They're really good. They have 3 CDs out, and the 2nd and 3rd CDs are brilliant.
Yes, it's really good punk rock. No, because it's the problem in France, we have at least they vote that this law, where I can go in prison when I play the music without paying the SACEM.
And well, really you should move to the United States, Annie.
Yes, to San Francisco, for example.
Or to Australia.
Yes, the both destinations are good for me.
Yeah.
Yes, but I can't give you address because I found some bands, French bands, were enough clever to stop to give the right to the SACEM to manage their rights, and they are totally free to give their music on the internet. And I can give you their website link or email address, and you can have on Podsafe Music Network.
Okay, do that after the show or whatever.
What do you think about our show, Shane and Donna? The evolution in our show?
I think the Rock and Roll Geek Show has really come a long way as far as professionalism, and I enjoy both the old and the new music that Michael plays. And Melting Pot I enjoy very much because there is the... bands that really I haven't listened to before that I'm introduced to on the Melting Pod. Yeah. I also like the interviews that both of you do. I like listening to interviews with musicians and bands.
Mm-hmm. And you, Shane?
Well, I like Melting Pod. I think I do find that when you go to the clubs and meet all these sort of bands, up-and-coming bands, it's pretty cool. But I think it's good when you started doing the festivals and you started covering the French festivals. I think that opened an opportunity for you to spread out, you know, your podcast and get more recognition. So that was a really good thing.
Yeah, I enjoy the festival too. Yeah, I think that's good to go to the festival. I like that.
Yes. And you, Mike?
What do I like about your show? I like when you get naked on the...
That's after the show.
Michael, are you really interested in penis sizes?
Right.
Yes, good idea. Like good idea, Donna.
Oh, girth.
Hey, come on.
What a guy.
I'm not going to go anywhere.
It's okay, Shane. We know that everything's larger in Australia.
No, but you That's didn't true. Answer, Shane. And sorry.
Of course I didn't. Mystery is good.
Well, you see, Mike, what you did when you begin to speak about me next?
Right. Yeah, I know I screwed up. I'm sorry.
I am naked because it's very, very, very hot in Marseille. 40 degrees.
Okay, Annie, touch yourself for us.
you
started this. Now I started, but you're continuing it. So,
yeah, you want that? I try to make some noise.
Go ahead.
Like
yeah, go
that.
Ahead. Oh, is that how you sound? That sounds really sincere.
And this is the 50th show.
Oh, is this your 50th show, Annie?
Congratulations!
Is this show number 50 for you?
Yes, it's my show 50.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
For those of you who didn't know Michael Butler before, he's bass guitarist in American Heartbreak, a rock band from San Francisco, and this song, Isolation, comes from their last album called American Heartbreak 2. Didn't you have the idea to start a known podcast, you, Shane?
Not really, no. Well, for me, really, working on the Rock and Roll Geek Show, like, for example, getting interviews, doing, you know, building the questions for the interviews, whatever. But for me, there's a lot of work that goes behind the scenes that Michael does, you know, building the show, putting it together. And for me, you know, I just enjoy being behind the scenes. And for me, building a show is good enough. You know, I mean, I don't have any aspirations to do that.
And you, Donna, have you never the idea to start a podcast yourself?
Sometimes I have the idea, but I don't have the technical know-how, and I don't think I have that much creativity. I think my contribution to the whole scene is just to be an appreciator and a listener.
We'll get Annie to talk now. We'll get Annie to talk about her show.
How do you feel, Annie? Do you think you're going to be doing another 50 episodes?
With Melting Pot? Yes,
yes.
I want to give you more sex.
There you go.
Because I start the New Year's and I announce more sex, and at least I was very serious. And I think from this 50 episode, I introduce a little episode every time. About penis size, about interview in a very dirty clubs.
Annie from Melting Pot in Marseille with the sex and rock and roll.
And I was on
Annie
the
loves.
You have to start the new podcast, Annie.
We'll call it Annie Loves Penis.
I want to call that melting sex.
Annie. Tell them about when you're looking for ways to make money from your podcast. You got offered a job by some guy who wanted you to talk. Remember the phone sex?
Oh. Yes, I met a person who proposed to me to do phone sex on podcast.
I answered. You said no?
No, no. I want to do that with you, Mike. You know that.
Well, pay me money and I'll do it.
Oh, no, no, no. Hey, Mike, explain me. The last time you was in a club when the people are masturbating together?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, the masturbate-a-thon, yeah.
A fun?
Is this true?
No, you are in a club, no?
In San Francisco, they had something called the Masturbate-a-thon, where a bunch of people, they collect pledges. People give money depending on how long someone will masturbate, and they all got together and masturbated in this big club, and I went there and narrated it. It's true. I watched it.
They were masturbating in front of you?
Yes.
In the club?
Yes.
And you didn't take...
Men and how did you women. Feel walking... And how did you feel walking around with your big microphone?
I felt kind of weird, actually. But that's why it was a good podcast, because it showed that I felt weird. It was really strange. I've never seen anything like it.
And do you hope to again?
I'd probably go cover it again. I don't know. It's already been done now, so I may go back and do it again. It was a lot of gay guys, actually. So, you know, that was kind of a little bit strange.
And they masturbating until the orgasm? In front of you?
I didn't see anybody complete, actually. Nobody seemed to finish in front of anybody. At least I didn't see it.
That's incredible. The Americans are incredible.
Well, listen to this now. One person that I interviewed there wanted to be incognito, wanted to keep his identity a secret because he is an on-air reporter for a major news television show.
Was he a black
guy? Wow.
Yeah, and he had a 8-inch butt plug up his butt with chains coming out of it and a cock ring. And let me tell you this, the news program he was part of was, let's just say they were not liberal. They were a fairly conservative news program. So it was kind of strange.
Yes, you are.
I'd say that was a scoop.
It's a challenge, Annie, so you've got to better that.
No, in France, the people are shy, as you know. They didn't do such thing. It's only in
Yeah,
America.
They're not shy. In San Francisco, they're not shy. They do anything here. That's why I love San Francisco.
Yes. I was very curious to see that one time in my life. But I think to the answer to Melting Pot, I think I continue with rock and roll, but I have a problem to find music with agreement. That's my problem. But
just play whatever you want to play. I always say, just do what you feel like doing. Worry about the consequences afterwards.
And then you send me Adam Curry to protect me?
Sure. Yeah. Hey, Annie, has anybody gone to jail yet for playing music on their show?
Pardon?
Has anybody in France gone to jail yet?
You're
not going to go to prison. Come on. That's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, but really the institutions in France are ridiculous because they are not on the way to give some MP3 to download on their website to do publicity. There is a few labels who are enough clever to do that, but the others are too stupid. In France, and most of the time they told me, why you speak in English? Your English is so bad, your accent is awful, and it's better if you speak in French. And what do you think about my accent, honestly?
Well, I think your English is very good, Annie.
And my accent?
Beautiful.
And you, Mike, honestly?
I like it. You know, when people start criticizing your podcast, that is a sign of success. So take it as a compliment.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes, but you, what do you think about me speaking in English?
Well, if you didn't speak in English on the show, I'd stop listening because I don't understand French. So,
yes.
You know, what are these people? They're people snobs. They only want to hear. Who are they to tell you what to do? Screw them.
Yes. And you, Shane, what do you think?
I think your English has improved a lot, and I think you've done really well. And the thing is, the French are so protective of their language. It's ridiculous. And that's why, to be honest, you know, French, you know, man, they're really they're backwards.
Yeah.
In that way. And but Annie's different. And you're thinking of your show as an international show, and you've got an international audience, so you're not just trying to get the French audience.
Okay, it's maybe the time for your dogs, Mike, no?
Yes, I better go. It's
yes.
After 8 here.
And you don't know what are you doing now?
I think I'm going back to bed. I was up late last night.
Oh, and you, Shane?
It's 1 o'clock in the morning here, so I'm going to go to sleep. But it was good talking to you, Annie, and congratulations on your 50th show.
Yeah.
And I hope that there's another 50 shows, and I hopefully you'll get to do more festivals, and I look forward to listening to them.
Yes. I love you.
Love you.
Oh, je t'aime.
Oh.
Je t'aime the Melting Pod.
Oui.
So, merci, Annie. Thank you for allowing me to be part of the Melting Pod.
Yes, and thank you to you all. Free.
Okay. Congratulations, Annie.
Yes.
Just call me Buzz, Annie.
Yeah.
Buzz. I'm a drummer. Okay, then. Have a good day, everyone.
And okay, you too, Shane.
Donna and Michael.
Okay, Annie. Shane, I'll talk to you later.
See you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye, Donna.
Bye, Michael.
to be tasted. I'm not like you. I'm not like you. I wanna drink if I get wasted. And if you like seeing, and if you like seeing, and if you like seeing, tell me.
I play that song I love, Forbidden Fruit, from Lola Spinner's last album Shadow, because Nadej the singer is maybe mother for one day or two. Congratulations, Nadej. Bye, tschüss, au revoir, and stay connected with Melting Pod, www.meltingpod.com. In my next show, my guest will be Frank Meyer from the Streetwalking Cheetahs, and you will understand at least why I'm so interested by the penis size. It gave me the idea to put that question to men. Thank you, Frank. Bye, everybody.
Three, two, one. You're listening
to Melting Pod.